This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu presents 71st National Film Awards in various categories. Mao, the Spirit Dreams of Chirao Mizo receives National Film Award in Best Non-Feature Film category. Assam-based heartfelt farewell to legendary music icon Zubeen Garg as thousands gather for funeral held with full state honours. Tripura Legislative Assembly passes Tripura State Goods and Services Tax 9th Amendment Bill, and Nagaland University earns international recognition as four of its faculty members named in prestigious world's top 2% scientists list. The news in details. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday presented the 71st National Film Award in various categories in New Delhi. In the category of Best Feature Film in Languages, other than those specified in the Schedule 8 of the Constitution, the award for Best Garo Film has been conferred on Rindong Yupinga. The film was directed by Dominic Megham Sangma from Meghalaya. The 71st National Film Award celebrates excellence across Indian cinema, honoring films and filmmakers for their outstanding contribution to the art and craft of filmmaking. Mao, the Spirit Dreams of Chirao Mizo received the National Film Award in the Best Non-Feature Film category. Speaking on the occasion, the President, while congratulating the award winners, emphasized that cinema is not just an industry but also a powerful medium for raising awareness in society and making citizens more sensitive. She urged all stakeholders of the film industry to make efforts to ensure Indian films get more recognition at the global level. Assam bid a heartfelt farewell to legendary music icon Zubeen Garg yesterday as thousands gathered at Kamarkuchi village, Sonarpur, for the funeral, which was held with full state honours. Fans of the music icon emotionally sang the song Mayabini Rapid Bukut during the cremation, including Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and other dignitaries. Prior to the funeral, a second post-mortem was conducted on Zubeen Garg's body at the Guwahati Medical College and Hospital. Assam has virtually come to a standstill following the singer's tragic death in Singapore on the 19th of this month. More than a million people had paid their last respect at Arjun Bhogeshwar Barua Sports Complex in Guwahati. Zubeen Garg came to the limelight in Bollywood with the singer Ya Ali from the 2006 film Gangster. He was a versatile singer and recorded more than 38,000 songs in 40 languages. For the Northeastern states, Zubeen was not just a singer, lyricist, musician, filmmaker and actor, but also a cultural force and philanthropist. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Bhagirath Chaudhary, is on a three-day visit to Sikkim as part of the Purvottar Sampark Setu program to strengthen agricultural linkages and promote development initiatives in the northeastern region. The minister arrived in Sikkim yesterday and today is scheduled to visit Soyambetur and participate in a review meeting. Tomorrow, the Union Minister of State is scheduled to attend the inauguration of the newly constructed buildings of the Horticulture Department at Central Agricultural University, Berenuaik Namchi District, South Sikkim. The minister will also inaugurate the annual Zonal Workshop 2025 of the ICAR ATARI Zone 6. The Tripura Legislative Assembly yesterday passed the Tripura State Goods and Services Tax 9th Amendment Bill. During the discussion, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that with the nationwide implementation of reduced GST rates, a large section of people, including small traders, will benefit from it. He added that this step would further strengthen the foundation of the country's economic policy. Finance Minister Pranajit Singh Roy also spoke on the bill, and opposition members also took part in the discussion. The Tripura Shop and Establishment 7th Amendment Bill and the Tripura Jan Viswas Amendment Bill were also passed in the Assembly. As part of the ongoing GST Bachat Utsav campaign, Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton visited markets in Kohima yesterday to raise awareness about the benefits from the GST norms. During the visit, Patton interacted with shopkeepers and traders, highlighting how GST reforms have simplified the tax system, reduced burdens on small businesses and ensured fairer prices for consumers. Shopkeepers voiced their support, echoing the message, "Garv se kaho, ye Swadeshi hai," reflecting pride in local enterprise and commitment for a self-reliant India. government yesterday signed a memorandum of understanding with the Capacity Building Commission and Mission Karmayogi, marking a significant step towards strengthening public administration and governance in the state. The MOU was signed at the old Secretariat Conference Hall in Imphal. The partnership will provide Manipur's civil servants access to the Integrated Government Online Training or IGOT platform, enabling anytime and anywhere learning to bridge knowledge gaps and equip officials with the skills needed to navigate modern governance challenges. Manipur Chief Secretary Dr. Pradeep Kumar Goyal expressed gratitude to the visiting dignitaries of Capacity Building Commission and Mission Karmayogi for the support and urged the state government officials to embrace the initiative with commitment. Nagaland University has earned international recognition as four of its faculty members have been named in the prestigious World's Top 2% Scientists list, compiled by Stanford University and Elsevier. The list recognizes researchers with the highest global impact across 22 scientific fields and 174 subfields. The faculty include Professor Ambrish Singh, Department of Chemistry, Professor Jogindo Singh from Botany, Professor Prabhakar Sharma from Agricultural Engineering and Technology, and Professor Pranav Kumar Prabhakar from Biotechnology. Further, Professor Ambrish and Professor Pranav Kumar have also been featured in the exclusive career-long top 2% category, honoring their lifetime contributions to global scientific progress. Congratulating the faculty members, Nagaland University Vice-Chancellor Professor Jagdish K. Patnaik said, "Their outstanding contribution will inspire students and researchers to pursue research excellence." In Arunachal Pradesh, Minister for Rural Development and Panchayati Raj, Ojin Tansil, yesterday inaugurated the State Panchayati Raj Training Center and the District Panchayati Raj Training Center at Rupia. Underscoring the importance of the center, the minister stated that the facility would act as a hub for brainstorming sessions for PRI functionaries. He urged the leaders to utilize and maintain the asset effectively while calling upon PRI members to approach developmental works with a service-oriented rather than profit-oriented mindset. On the occasion, computers were also distributed for panchayat governance. The inaugural event was attended by MLA Tania Sohi, Techi Khaso and other officials. In Manipur, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla handed over the Governor's Best Entrepreneur Roding Trophy and the AMEA's Outstanding Awards to seven distinguished entrepreneurs of Manipur. The award distribution ceremony was organized by the All Manipur Entrepreneurs Association in association with the Directorate of Textiles, Commerce and Industries, Government of Manipur at Hotel Imphal yesterday. A total of seven distinguished entrepreneurs were conferred with awards in recognition of their exemplary contributions to the growth and development of Manipur's entrepreneurial ecosystem. The governor congratulated the awardees and lauded their achievements, stating that their work reflects the innovation, resilience and enterprise that define the people of Manipur. Mizoram Health and Family Welfare Minister Lalrin Poli yesterday emphasized the need to preserve and promote the rich medicinal herb resources found in Mizoram, suggesting that their cultivation and export could contribute significantly to the state's development. The minister was speaking during the observance of National Ayurveda Day 2025, organized by the National Ayush Mission Mizoram. She noted that Ayurveda is more than just a treatment system, but a way of life. With the rise of various health issues linked to unhealthy lifestyles, she said Ayurveda will continue to gain relevance. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnaik, has extended his greetings to the people of the state and particularly to the Idu Mishmi community on the festive occasion of K-Meha. The governor said that agriculture has always been at the heart of Arunachal Pradesh, guiding our way of life and weaving the fabric of our traditions. The governor further said that while celebrating K-Meha, let us take pride in our customs, honor the wisdom of our forefathers and pass on this legacy to the future generations. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.